Would you call this a coup? An attempt at a coup?
Oh, there's no question it's an attempt at a coup. It's, as with everything Donald Trump does, the intention is as malign as one thinks. The execution is as incompetent as you can imagine. And so it is likely to fail because it is not particularly well thought through. But there's no question he is trying to, you know, you put it exactly right. He's trying to execute a coup. And you pointed out, people say it's unprecedented in American history. It's really pretty unprecedented around the world. I mean, when Augusto Pinochet in Chile, the general who had run the government as a dictatorship for decades, when he lost an election, he left office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Indira Gandhi lost after having declaring essentially martial law in India, when she lost an election, she left office. This is pretty out of bounds, really, anywhere in the world. And remember, Donald Trump is not going to just have seeded this conspiracy theory and then go away. He is still going to be around. He's going to be the most powerful Republican, as Ron Brownstein was saying. This party has now become a personality cult. And he will continue to feed this conspiracy theory, which warps the Republican Party. It shreds American democracy. But you know what? It's good for Donald Trump. It's good for his ratings. And that appears to be all he cares about.